The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
And welcome back to 20 whatever Halloween edition.
Woo! Yes. Rise Halloween.
Rise. Bro, we've been waiting a whole year to come back to do these Halloween episodes.
She has risen and it's Halloween season.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Wait, I need all of you guys to go take a moment and come like go look at what we're wearing. Like,
yes.
Please pause.
Head over to YouTube, please, if you're not already there, because we are starting off strong. The shark costume has made a return.
I am so happy. I feel like the truest version of myself in this costume, you know?
Yeah.
It just taps into something. I'm a tad jelly. Like, seeing you get into it, it felt like a bit of nostalgia. I was like, oh, I want to, like, shark again.
Right.
Like, that should be me wearing the shark costume. Look at the little fins. You're using that.
I know.
And last time, the viewers were like, the way that we were gesturing with them, I'm excited to enjoy it again. I am so excited about this costume. We have Lenny the Shark. Yes. Who, very fittingly, is a vegetarian.
Right, so it's perfect.
Hello. Also played by Jack Black, who I feel like sometimes I give Jack Black energy.
Yeah, if you were a man, you could be Jack Black.
Yeah. If we were both sharks, we would both be Lenny.
Right.
Yeah.
I think very fitting.
If someone told me I was the female version of Jack Black, I think that would be one of the nicest compliments anyone has ever said to me.
Love Jack Black.
Yeah.
Love
Jack
Black.
Obsessed with him.
King.
And he acts like a normal person. Like,
right.
You see those videos of him on a hike in LA and he's like, oh, hey. Oh, you want a photo? Yeah, sure. What's up? You know, like, super like, casual.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's just like a cool guy.
And like so funny.
Yeah. And been around forever too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is it? Are the rumors true that there might be another School of Rock coming out? Like, they're getting ready for that one?
I haven't heard this.
Oh my gosh. I think that they're prepping for the new School of Rock and they're going to have like a lot of the same audience members. Can we double check so I'm not telling lies out of my butt?
Right.
What?
I've not heard this.
At least there were rumors. I don't know if it's confirmed, but I did see something.
That would be so exciting. Also, so random, but Mike White, the guy who plays, Dewey's the main guy. Ned Schneebly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he also wrote Camp Rock. Wrote Scream. School of Rock.
Same thing.
Down where my brain is. He was on Survivor.
Oh.
And he wrote White Lotus.
Oh.
Great.
And apparently he was inspired to write that when he was on Survivor. Like, that's when he came up with it. And he was amazing on Survivor. Mm. So I feel like going back to watch Camp Rock.
Camp Rock.
Camp Rock. I'm so sorry.
Why would you disrespect School of Rock like that? Honestly, it's disrespectful.
But going back to watch it, I'm like, I feel like even extra excited about it. Because now I'm like, oh my God, Mike White.
Right.
So we have Jack Black, the shark.
Yes.
We have sexy Angelina Jolie Fish.
Yes.
As Paloma.
Yeah. Oh my God. Stop right now. Her name is Lola.
Really?
Her name is Lola, bro.
Oh
my God.
I didn't even cast.
Wow. How did we do that? How did we do that?
This whole time we've just been referring to her as Sexy Fish.
Sexy Fish or Angelina Jolie. Bro, her name's literally Lola. Because remember he goes, Lola.
Yes.
Bro.
I am so glad we found this out like while we were shooting the episode. Right, like, this would be so much more iconic.
I was thinking, I was like, what's her name? Like, what's her name? It's literally Lola.
It's Lola.
Lola.
And rounding out our cast, we have Oscar, the Will Smith fish.
Yes. Oscar. Yes. Oscar, the millionaire. Or Oscar, the shark slayer.
This movie was just like such an iconic and like kind of random part of my childhood because like it was DreamWorks, right?
Yes.
It wasn't Disney. Right. I feel like it wasn't like crazy popular, but somehow just like continues to live on in our subconscious.
Yeah.
Dude, I quote Shark Tale all the time on accident. Like I like, and I guess I just watched it a lot as a kid. Like I really liked it and thought it was really funny. The music is so good. So good.
I remember like deeply working at the car wash.
Yeah,
that
yes.
one. Like I loved that jam yes. as well as like that scene with the little shrimp when he's like, "Please, I have yes. a family.
Yes,
my and sister had a child and then it lost its arms and its legs, but I still love my little shrimp child."
Like yeah, literally. Was... And the jellyfish brothers.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, oh. Oh. Yeah. It's a win of a wash and a prize. Oh my gosh. Dude, so good. And whatever the mafia situation was with the sharks.
Jess was saying, she's like, "I'm pretty sure Shark Tale taught me about the mafia." Like, I didn't know about the mafia like, before.
Conceptually, right. That was the first time I ever heard of the mob.
Yeah.
Thanks, Shark Tale.
And wasn't Robert De Niro the shark?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's the voice Robert of Robert De Niro. De Niro. That's so funny.
He's like, "Lenny."
Yeah, literally. And he kisses the sharks on the cheeks.
It's yes. like Godfather.
It literally
vibe.
Is
yes,
Godfather.
Yes, that's what they're leaning into. Yes. Yes.
We had this movie on DVD, and we had yep. maybe 15 DVDs in our little, like, flip book thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That we would, like, you know, take on road trips in the little, you
Gen
know,
Z don't know nothing about that.
Right? You've got all access to everything. I had 15.
Right.
And that was bougie.
Right.
That was like my mom would take us to Walmart, you know, when they were doing like the clearance and there was the yep. $5 DVD bin.
Yes.
And Beat and me and my brothers like, "You can each pick one."
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you remember when Blockbuster like went out of business and they were selling all their store stock?
Yep.
And everyone's dad took them to the store
yep.
and let them pick out so many DVDs I probably shouldn't have watched.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, I think, brought our DVD collection from like 15 to like 30.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, side story, but I remember picking a movie out of those bins and I chose the movie It. Not
hello.
Yeah. No. Check this out. I had like no. I obviously dumb. I was young. Had no idea and was
right.
like, "Ooh, it's kind of like a clown. It's kind of giving scary, but like, ooh, maybe like for Halloween it'll be fun."
Did you scare the shit out of yourself?
My brother and I cried, aww. Screamed like that was like our terror. Like we couldn't right. go in the shower like because of the drain
oh,
and
my
like
God, right.
my mom. And well, I like just still remember like putting it in and us sitting down and watching it and just being like. Petrified and my mom was like, "Oh my God, where did you guys like this is one of the movies you guys got from like the I guess
right.
she wasn't like checking because we just got so many in bulk
right yeah. right and, right
and that is how we scared the hell out of ourselves and watching it and my mom ugh. Walking in and being like, "You guys, this is not okay." So
aww.
Yeah, those kind of clearance sales open you to a selection of CDs
right.
DVDs that right. you might not have chosen before
right,
right.
you know
like, you're like, "It's $3 so I'm gonna
why
get
not
it.
Right yeah. for $3 I'm like, okay, for sure, fun, maybe it'll right. scare my little brother a little bit." No, scared the out of me like it's
poor thing. Oh. Halloween
yeah, yeah. Halloween Kaboom. Halloween
dude, Shark Tale, I think go back and listen to the soundtrack. There is a song with Snoop Dogg on there, Snoop Dogg. It's so good, like unnecessarily good. And I also love that they make it seem like people, you know, I mean, what's that woman's name?
Katie Couric.
Yeah,
but
it's like
Katie
Couric.
Current.
Yes.
I ate that shit up. Remember the guy that was selling sushi and he didn't have any business? He was
yes.
selling sushi and he was like mad that nobody was in there. But like, respectfully, sir, that's cannibalism. What are you doing?
Yes.
Like, there's doing? So many good jokes in it. And, like, did this come out around the same time as Finding Nemo? Like, were they trying to capitalize on, like, was there, like, a fish frenzy, for lack of a better word?
I don't know.
I wonder.
But probably. I feel like, what was this, like,
2003? And yeah. then Shark Tale's 2004.
Okay, so maybe.
Yep, they were capitalizing
so they
on
were,
the, fish
yeah.
the fish frenzy.
Doesn't Pixar and Disney, like, have that, like, blood feud?
Yeah, with DreamWorks.
Oh,
I guess like
yes.
one of the executives used to be a Disney guy and then went to DreamWorks. And then that's
there
why
there are
like,
a few parallels with
yeah.
like some movies that are like the same.
And like they based in Shrek Lord Farquaad on like one of the other like Disney execs. because like they hated him.
Did you know this?
I did not know
That's so fun. Where did you hear about this?
Of course, one of the many video essays that I dive into. I'll send you one.
Right.
There's a great one on the feud between Disney and DreamWorks and also why there were movies that were like the same. Like there was Ants at the same time as another Ant movie, which
Bug's Life?
Ant Bully?
Ant Bully, I think maybe. There was two. No, it wasn't Bug's Life.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. There was another Ant movie.
Yeah, and there was a couple parallels like that where it was like, at first, everyone was like, oh, you know, DreamWorks copied Disney, which in some ways, you know, they probably did. But also it was like, oh, this was this person's idea. Mm-hmm. They left, took the idea with them. And Disney was like, well, we're just going to make something almost the same.
Right. Listen.
Messy.
DreamWorks, yeah.
DreamWorks has some really good movies. Dude, Prince of Egypt.
Oh, my gosh.
That movie. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, that was like one of the only movies my grandma had because she only had a VHS player and she had Prince of Egypt and like Little Bear. So I was like, what do I want to watch?
Ugh,
always Prince of Egypt.
Always Prince of Egypt.
So good.
So good, dude. Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey just
again didn't have to go that hard.
Didn't have, and it goes incredibly hard.
Yeah.
Oh, chef's kiss.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
And didn't DreamWorks also do Spirit?
Oh, the horse movie, right? Yes, I do remember that.
That was one we had on DVD.
I think that changed lives, that Spirit movie. I remember the girls were losing it over Spirit. I think so.
Because he was, like, kind of hot. What's that about?
What? The horse?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, my God.
Bro, yeah, he kind of...
It was, like, the attitude.
It was his wrist.
He kind
of looked like a guy, bro.
I'm trying to be supportive. You're like, his attitude. Like,
yeah, his vibe. I totally get it.
You know, when I was a kid, I was like, I don't know. It's something about
it. The way he's galloping in his hair. Bro, his hair. I don't know, the hair.
And okay. His eyebrows specifically, I remember they were dark and like,
I don't know, dog.
Not right now. I had no idea someone felt like this about Spirit. I did not know, but I like it. You know, my friend Jocelyn Davis used to have a show with another creator, Lily Marsden. It was called Overshare. It was great. I went on it forever ago. And one of the questions they ask all their guests is which cartoon character was responsible for your sexual awakening? And I think for you,
It might be Spirit.
Yeah.
Honestly, dude. I don't know. From what I'm remembering, I was kind of toasty watching.
Okay, well, now that we're on the topic, respectfully, how do we feel about, like, Gil? Like, I feel like Gil from Nemo, like...
We know how Sierra feels about
Dude,
Gil.
Yeah. Gil is, like, I mean, yes.
No, Gil's, yeah, Gil's kind of hot.
But you know who, as a kid, who I was, like, again, like...
Whoa.
Kovu from Lion King 2.
Bruh.
Scar's son.
Dude.
Oh
my God.
Fine, bro.
A really hunk of a lion.
I agree. I agree. Heavy, bro.
A hunk of a lion.
Yeah, he really was. And Gil, too.
Yeah. Gil, too. Gil, too.
He just has that, like, hey, kid.
Ooh. And I'm like,
but Gil's older. Like, as a kid, Kobe. Right. As an adult. Right.
Gil. Yes. Yeah. And the scar, you know, that was given.
I know. I'm trying to think right now which animals... We're talking animals, right?
I think it's which just animals? Any cartoon character.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't think it has to be an animal. I think that's just
where we were.
Where
at.
We ended up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, do you know which cartoon character?
I'm trying to think. Cartoon.
You got it?
Oh, it's coming.
Okay. It came to me. TVT to Cartoon Network. And he's like not even my type now. But like to when I was younger... Johnny Bravo was like something other. Like for me, I was like,
oh, I loved his dumb ass, bro. Oh my God.
I like really like Johnny Bravo.
I feel that.
Okay.
Heavily.
How did you feel about Samurai Jack? Because he was a
Samurai Jack. Wait. Pull that up. Can I see really quickly?
You got it.
While you're looking that up, this might be a hot take. Jack Skellington could get it. I don't know.
Something I saw you on your story talking about Jack Skellington the other day. Dude, I said, get your Kourtney Kardashian's man ass out of here.
What's his name? Travis Barker.
Travis Barker. I was like, dude, you are posting a photo of Travis.
And then she ruined it for me. And I was like, oh bro.
My God.
Tell me that's not Travis Barker.
Oh, well, yeah, I see it now, but I didn't see it before. So thanks.
You also have a thing for Oogie Boogie.
Oh, yeah. But Oogie Boogie's kind of.
Yeah.
He's a little fruity.
Yeah.
So I think I like him. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Samurai Jack.
Samurai Jack absolutely could get it.
Oh, yeah. I'm super down. He's my type. Yeah.
Yep. Well, yeah.
Yeah. He looks, I was going to say, he's my boyfriend.
He Japanese?
He's literally my boyfriend in cartoon form.
Yeah, he's cute.
What about Danny Phantom?
Oh, Danny Phantom was cute.
Yeah, but I liked him more when he had the silver hair.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah, I'm glad that's a consensus. Okay, yeah, great. Yes.
Yes. Yes. When I was growing up, I had a huge, huge, like, one of my very first crushes, not literally my sexual awakening ever crushes, was Legolas. But I thought Legolas was a girl. So I just, like, was like, oh.
I like girls.
I like girls. But I just, like, the connection. Right. And then later they were like, that's Orlando Bloom. And I was like, oh. I was like, okay, oh. I guess.
You're like, wow. Imagine? You're like, I did all that mental math, probably came out to myself and did the whole thing just for
to
be
a Orlando
man.
Bloom.
You come out and you're like, yeah, I always knew ever since I saw Legolas. Like, that's just, I've always, you know, been into Legolas. And everyone's like, we're really happy for you. But
like,
Legolas,
that's a
is
dude.
A man.
It's a man.
That literally happened to me. Yeah.
I feel that, though.
And
I had a
was
crush
like,
on him,
oh,
too.
Okay, well then. I guess I don't feel that way about that that girl, because that's not a girl.
Right. Dude, I went through an Orlando Bloom phase, like, hard.
Was it during Pirates? Because it
was
hard.
Well, it was Legolas.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then it was Pirates.
Yes.
And I just recently watched Pirates, and I was like, I get it. I get where I was going with it, because, sheesh.
So it was hard to escape the Orlando Bloom, like, craze in the early 2000s, and I feel like we haven't heard about him in a while.
He's just married to Katy Perry.
Yeah.
That's he's now Katy Perry's husband.
Yeah.
That's what
he's like, I made my money with the Pirates of the Caribbean, all four of them.
Right.
Five,
he's like, I did what I needed to do.
And now he's with
Was like, I was in one of the top, like, movies ever, which is Lord of the Rings.
Right.
And then I did the iconic Pirates. I was in my Disney bag.
Yeah.
And now I'm vibing with my wife, Katy Perry.
Maybe he was the left shark all along.
Yeah.
Oh my God, imagine.
I mean, that is plausible.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
That, I mean, I'm going to say it's not 0%.
Yeah, it's not zero.
Katy Perry, let us know.
Let us know.
I know. Katie. Do you think we'll ever know? Like, one day she'll be like, and this is the person that was Laugh Shark. Or...
I can totally see, like, even just a couple years from now, like, a Washington Post article being like, 20 years later, the left shark speaks out,
right,
like, what it was really like backstage.
Wait, right. Like, he's a known person.
Oh.
Oh.
What?
Wait.
Hold on.
His name is Brian Gaw.
Brian
I'm
Gaw.
I'm so sorry, Brian.
So sorry to you.
Yeah.
But now we know. We're disrespecting you in this way. I mean, I guess it's not disrespect if we're saying you could have been Orlando Bloom.
Right.
Yeah, no, NPR released an article in 2018 says the man behind Left Shark explains his viral Super Bowl ... I'm not clicking on the thing.
Oh my God, I'm screaming exactly what you said. I'm dead. Well, it's predictable.
All right. Well, I would say usually before we get into the episode, but I mean, we're already
here.
We've already done so much. But regardless, I would love to read a submission from the group chat.
The shark has fingers.
Ah, no, I have to hide them. I'm ruining the immersive experience. There we go. If you would like to be part of the group chat and send us a message, possibly have it be read on the pod, you can send us a text to 917-810-3045. Today's message is from Anonymous. Hi, ladies. Love, love, love spending my Wednesdays catching up with y'all on the podcast. I have a question for y'all. What is a bad habit that you're actively working to change?
Ooh, I'm currently working on where my attention is at and ensuring that I'm, like, present and not busy, like, caught up in thinking, because I've just, like, noticed that obviously life is going by really fast, and I'm just actively every day I wake up and I'm like, let's really work being present and let's breathe and let's, what are we feeling, what are we smelling, and just really trying to ground myself. So
that's so amazing.
That's
and
a good one.
So hard to do unless you're actively thinking about it.
Yes,
right.
I find myself really struggling with that, and again trying to really fight against it, especially like at this stage with Grace. Even like this morning I'm like, okay, we have got this podcast shoot, we got to do these costumes, and then we're doing the sleepover thing tonight. I have to do this. And I'm going through all this in my head while I'm like with her at her preschool class. And I'm like, this is the time I get with her today.
Right.
Is it going to make my day any smoother if I'm sitting here thinking about all of this
right
now?
Right.
But I think not even necessarily human nature, but I think the way our society is right now is always thinking about what's next.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Uh-huh. You get to one thing and you're thinking about what's next, whether that be in the day-to-day of your schedule, but also like in life and totally. Like your milestones.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I got here. Instead of like getting here and enjoying whatever it is you're doing, you're like, and then I'm going to blank, blank, blank.
Yes.
So I'm like, let me just, I know that I have stuff later today, but let me just be at the preschool class.
Right.
Right. And just enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
That's
what good about one. You, ladies?
I am trying to think the thoughts that I don't want to spend time thinking about versus going on my phone. Because, like, I'll think something and be like, I do not want to think about that. So let me doom scroll for 30 minutes.
Oh.
And then I forgot and then I move on. Mm. I do it with anything that I don't want to address in my mind, figure out, have to deal with. The second it comes, I'm like, nope. Anyway.
Yeah.
Because I just like don't want to think about it. But that's so not it. Like, and I can feel myself being anxious all the time mm-hmm. about the things that I'm avoiding. And I'm like, who's this for? Who's this helping? Yes, it's temporarily. You don't have to think about it. Ooh, it doesn't exist. But here you are walking around anxious every single day because you're not handling it. You're just pretending it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. So
right.
I'm trying to, when the thoughts come, be like, okay, let's think about the thing, do what we got to do, and then move on. I'm trying to do it. It's hard.
It's really hard, especially when the ultimate tool of distraction is always within an arm's reach.
Right.
Yes. Because why think about the things that are hard and scary to think about when you could just give a little scrolly scroll?
Bro, and I can laugh on TikTok and move on.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And there's a time for that.
Totally.
But I think it's good that you're wanting to like face those emotions and hard conversations.
Definitely.
Dead on.
Yeah. Yep. What about you?
Recently, I feel like we as a family, me, Steven, and Grace, got into like the, it's not necessarily a bad habit, it's just more than I would like and Steven would like, of like eating in front of the TV.
Mm.
Like it mainly started when we were sick and it was like, oh, we're really sick. We're just kind of like in survival mode. Like, let's just like sit on the couch. We'll have dinner and like watch something.
Right.
And then we got better and we stayed kind of in that routine. And we used to always eat dinner, like, at the dining room as a family, like, no phones, no screens, and have conversation, especially as Grace has gotten older. Like, we can just sit at the dining room table and, like, talk.
Right.
Which is, like, so cool. And, like, she's so funny. She wants to, like, ask about our day.
Right.
Like, we ask about her day. And, like, it's fun and it's easy. But when you get into the habit of the thing that is easier,
right,
which is just, let's just put something on and, you know, it's been a long day and we're sick and, you know, just in survival mode. So we're trying to be purposeful about getting out of the habit of that. And it's been so good.
That's great. Good.
And it really like it's so easy. It's just like it took Steven and I both being like, hey, remember how we said we like want to always have dinner as a family when we can?
Yeah.
Right. And like sit and talk. And now we're not.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think it's just that intentionality of like stepping back and being like, wait, is this something that we want? For
right.
our family?
Or are we just like doing this?
And in the routine. Yeah. I know you like accidentally fall in those easy routines and you're like, wait, let's zoom out.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, right.
And that's really important to me too for like Grace being able to eat out without like needing a distraction or a screen.
Yeah.
Right.
Of
right.
like when we go out to eat, I feel like she's pretty good at like just sitting at the table, talking, playing with some toys, coloring. And when we're watching at home all the time, then it makes sense that she would be like, well, we're eating. So, like,
so where's the let's show?
Watch. Yeah, where's the show?
Yeah. Right.
Where's my entertainment?
Right.
So I think getting in that habit at home so that when we're out, it's, like, no different.
Right.
Is, like, just the best thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been trying to break that habit. It's going well.
Good.
That's good.
Good, good.
And like you said, now she can talk more, so it's just so much more enjoyable. So it's like,
yeah, like we're not just like sitting there, like watching you eat.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You have nothing
that's
to
right.
say.
Right. Yeah, yeah, like there's literal conversation to be had. Like that's exciting.
Yeah.
And it felt, you're so right. Like when she was like a baby, we did that because we like wanted to establish that as a routine for our family and something was normal. But it wasn't like we were sitting and we were talking to each other and like caring for her.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now it's like she's starting conversation with us. Like the other night we were having quesadillas and she's like, quesadilla, mushroom, onion, dip in sour cream. Daddy, yummy? Daddy like it?
Yeah.
Daddy.
Right.
Daddy, finish quesadilla? And he's like, yeah, it's really yummy. I like it. I'm going to finish it. She's like, favorite part is? And he's like, my favorite part of the quesadilla? She's like, yeah. I don't know. I like that it's crunchy and it has cheese. Right. Yeah. She's so funny. Like, she'll just sit and talk and talk and talk. And dinner is, like, a really good opportunity for that.
Right.
These sound like good ones, ladies.
I know. Yeah, these are good. If we can,
actively keep this up.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
looking good for us.
It's, yes. It is. It's looking good for us.
Yeah. Let
that
us know.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That was good.
Really good ones.
Let us know in the comments what your bad habit is that you are trying to break. And don't forget to send us a message on the group chat.
And a quick little reminder to hit that subscribe button to help us reach our goal of 100,000 subscribers.
Woo! Nice. Good job, Pete.
No pause.
I know.
That deserves a subscribe, baby.
All right. So this is, as we said, our first Halloween episode. And I do think we're starting off with an absolute banger of a costume.
Absolutely agree.
Yep. Yeah.
Hard agree.
We've got a month full of great costumes. New costume every episode. New episode every week.
Yes.
And this is our first time sitting down to film in a bit.
Yes. I know. It's been a hot minute.
Yeah. Let's catch up.
Let's catch up.
Last time we saw each other was in LA, right?
Yes, for Burlesque.
Yes. Last time we saw each other. That was so nice seeing you in LA.
It felt like a
different change of scenery.
That was really fun.
Super fun.
We did this burlesque class, which was just like amazing, and I'm sure we'll get into. And then after the class, Paloma picked a fun rooftop bar, restaurant vibe in Hollywood, and we went out to eat there, and it was just so fun and so LA.
Totally. It was so LA, Hollywood sign was like right there.
And like the street that we were on had like the Hollywood stars on it.
Right, yeah. It like, was so LA. Yeah.
For you LA natives, if you know the Highlight Room on top of the Dream Hotel and it just like overlooks, you know, all of Hollywood and the Hollywood sign, it was so great. And it was a beautiful day too.
It was.
There was like no clouds in the sky.
Mm-hmm. And while we were there, you had your like Hollywood star breakthrough moment.
Please tell us.
The podcast needs to know.
Okay, podcast, please listen. Listen up, viewers. I can't even believe I'm about to say this because I still can't even believe it happened. Okay. So there we are, eating, enjoying our lives, live laughing and loving.
Right.
Not a care in the world. The girls are together. We're girling. All of a sudden, my phone starts blowing up and I'm starting to get DMs and like comments and getting tagged in like a post. And they're like, Miley posted you. Miley posted you. And so I'm like, What? I start and they're like, she saw you, like you're on her story. So then I go to see Miley Cyrus's story. And there I see on the Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana is my face. Miley Cyrus reposted the reel that I shared of me like basically crying over her new song.
Right.
Used to be young. And I simply can't believe she reposted it. And
bro,
just knowing that Miley saw my face or something like
right. Yes. Watched your video and was like, aw.
So when I saw that, I think I went in complete shock and like I blacked out a little bit because I remember like.
Because then after we were all like freaking out and then she was like, what do I do? And we were like, what does she do? Like what? And then we all sat there and tried to figure out what she should do next.
And Rachel, DM her. I'm like, yeah. Why don't you just call her up. Miley Cyrus? Yeah. That's how we felt.
Yeah, that's like, just call her up.
But
it was crazy.
It was just so crazy. And it got obviously so much engagement because Miley Cyrus reposted it. And so it's hit like 2.8 mil.
Oh, right.
My God. Dude. So it has that video has so many views, and I just, as like a Miley Cyrus just like stan, it just meant so much to me. Just like, I don't know, it just was like really beautiful. And like I told Ryan, I didn't even plan on posting that, like that was something that came to me. I shot it and I was like, this is kind of like lame, like it's just gonna not land. I don't know, this is just dumb. It's only like, I don't know, it felt very, I was not gonna post it. And I was like, you know what? What did we say, Paloma? We're just going to try and keep going. Yep. And then I posted it. And then Miley Cyrus reposted me. And then I got 2.8 million views. And I said, all right, this is why you post it.
Just post it.
Literally, that is the summary of the story and what I learned in that moment. Stop getting my own way and don't be let those little thoughts in your head be like, oh, but it's not this, but it's that. No, just do it. Just listen to yourself and do it. And so that was like a very inspirational moment for me. And I was like, you know, like I do love the song and I've been singing it and I've heard rumors that it kind of sounds like The Climb. Maybe I can like do some sort of video with that. So I tried to see if I could sing The Climb into like the Used to Be Mine, same melody. And it worked.
Not Used to Be Mine.
No, sorry. Yeah. I sang. Yeah. Used to be young. I sang. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Waitress.
Waitress. I was singing Used to Be Young with the same melody from The Climb. And I posted that as well. And it was the first time I had posted myself singing like on the internet, like for people to like listen, and just like it was so scary. I posted it and I threw my phone, Sierra. Like I was like, I literally was like.
She. This is what happened. She filmed the thing and then she called me in a panic. She's like, Ryan, I just did a thing. I don't know. I'm like, what did you do? Me thinking she
killed somebody.
Like, hit a dog, whatever. Like, I'm like, what is wrong? She's like, I feel myself singing the Miley Cyrus song, and like, I'm gonna post it, but I'm scared. Like, I wish you could post it for me. Like,
and tell me, don't do it. I literally was like, tell me not to post it.
That it's bad. And so she sent it to me, and I was like, bro, this is so good. You just need to post it. Yes. Like, just post it. And she was like, okay. Then she posted it and literally threw her phone. Posted it and threw the phone.
You know what? But good for you. Because that's what you needed to do to get out of your own way.
Right.
You're like, and I'm not going to delete it.
And I'm not going to delete it. And it was such a nice, like, response. And, like, everyone being like, Paloma, like, I really enjoy this. And I was like, wait, you, like, actually enjoy this? Like, I, like, am obsessed with this. And I don't give this to you because I feel like you don't want this. And it's, like, not good enough. Right, yeah. Well, what did we learn that day? Not good enough. Not this.
Right.
You think that. No. Just do what you think is best for you. And
the right people will see it. It'll land with whoever it needs to land with. Like.
And to be honest, I feel like that burlesque class kind of was like a lead into that situation and like that breakthrough of knowing you need to be the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
And not try to be and do what other people are doing, because you can try to do what's right or what they're doing, but you only have what you've been blessed with, and you can just do yourself full out. And so that posting and just seeing like how silly, like, see, you never know, Miley Cyrus could repost you. Right. So I'm not gonna be the one to be like, no, don't do it. So all to say, I am like, my foot is on the gas, and I have been singing and I have been not shy. And
dude, I'm so freaking proud of you.
Thank you so much.
A shark round of applause for you.
Yes.
Dude, like
fish fins.
That's hard to do.
Yeah, it is.
Especially for someone who is as talented as you, because you have that high threshold of like what you think is worth sharing.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Like anyone else who had like a 1% of the talent that you do, a pinky of your talent, would be like, this is amazing. I'm gonna share this
for everybody to see.
Right.
Yeah.
But for you, because you are so talented, you hold yourself to such a high standard, which is part of the reason you're so good, right? Is being really dedicated and really like committed and having a high standard for yourself, but also at a point that does get in your way, right? Yeah. And I'm so proud of you for being able to be like, you know what? I'm going to share this because I want to.
Yeah. And that fear was no longer serving me. Yes. You know, it just wasn't. And I can tell. It's very clear. I'm like, babe, I don't mean to be like, I heard something and I want to share it with you guys. And please. I'm not going to share with it to make you feel sad, but it kind of like shook me a little to the core where I think actually Taylor Lautner shared this on a podcast, saying that his therapist said the sentence, I'm not saying this to like upset you, but just open your eyes, basically. None of us are making it out alive. So just send it. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Right.
You're so right. None of us are making it out of this. And like Renee Rapp said, not to be so corny, but like, if it killed me, I tried. And guess what?
Right.
At the end of this, it is going to kill me. So I got to try.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And what's the worst that's going to happen? No one's going to see it. Someone's going to laugh at you. If you don't post it, no one's going to see it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No one. So even if 10 people see it, 100 people see it.
Yeah.
Like, that's a win.
Yeah.
Right. And if you feel good sharing it, that's a win on its own, even if it didn't get any views.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
Posting it felt like such a win, Sierra. Like, I swear, I know I threw my phone, but I was like, this is a win. Like, I know. Yes. I saw Ryan and he was like, Paloma, I cannot believe you did this. He was like, this is so huge. And I was like, I'm fucking freaking out. Like, I'm scared, but let's go.
Yeah.
You doing that and doing like the audition vlogs and all of that, I feel like is really you stepping out from your own fear.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Thank you.
so much. I am like welling with emotion over here because.
Yeah, it's well, it's been a journey. You know, it's been a journey of like, please nobody see me. But if you see me perfectly.
Yeah.
And in the most curated way possible. But now it's like, see me as I am, because that's what I'm going to give you.
Yes. Hearing you say that is literally what I was thinking, like during burlesque. And and I feel like we kind of should talk about that, like how seriously deep that class kind of got.
Yeah. Low key. I definitely didn't expect it to be as like emotionally driven as it was.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be all based on like, okay, sex appeal.
Like shaking ass, bro.
Yeah. And I thought my hard part of that video was going to be like feeling uncomfortable being sexy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That was like only a small part of it.
Right.
We started the class. Like the very start of the class with this exercise of like, she was like, okay, take in one hand and like close your eyes, put something in that hand that you don't like about yourself, like something that you've been made to feel ashamed of, something that you worry over. And it was like this big long thing. And then in the other hand, take something that you love about yourself, something people praise about you, something that you feel so good in. And, you know, she went on this whole thing, and I thought in my brain, okay, now it's going to be throw it on the floor because neither of those things matter. And this is about stripping yourself down and being who you are. But she goes, now squish that together in your hands, because that ball is you. Both of those things are equally you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that was like chills.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It was literally like,
because you can't be this good thing without also this thing that you are uncomfortable with.
Right.
And this thing that you've been made to feel ashamed of.
Right.
You can't just be the good.
Right.
Because you're a human and you're both. And that was really powerful. And then she went into this whole analogy. I don't know if one of you guys want to share kind of your thoughts on it, of the fruit salad.
Yeah. I really liked that analogy, because I thought I knew where it was going. Like, I thought she was going to be like, oh, yeah, you know, we're all different and blah, blah, blah. Yes, yes. But then, but like, yes, that. But she was like, if I'm a cherry and I try to be a banana, I'm going to be a shit banana. So why would I do that? And then I literally was like, wow, conforming is so stupid.
Right.
Yeah. Because it also doesn't work.
Yeah.
Like, you also literally cannot.
Because if you're a cherry, no matter how hard you try and all the things you change about yourself, you can't be a banana.
Right.
It's just not.
Like, it's just not. And you're not even if you look like a banana, talk like a banana, you are literally still a cherry, and you're just not even going to be as good as a banana anyway.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you might as well just be the best fucking cherry you can be.
Right. And then you'll be a delicious, perfect little cherry, proud of the way you are, happy in your cherry skin.
Yeah.
But as long as you're chasing that, trying to be a banana, you're never going to be comfortable. And I was like, oh my God, I think I need to just accept that I'm a cherry.
Right.
Yeah. And settle into that.
Right.
Yeah.
And the way she said, because, the way that she said it was like, you'll only be a shit cherry. You'll never be a banana. And I was like, oh, my God.
You're like, right.
Right.
It was that realization of telling you, as much as you try to literally change, it's not going to do anything. So it was like that all, like that concept, just like so bare bones about cherry and banana. And I was shook to my core. I was like, holy shit, I'll never be a banana.
Right.
I was like, literally.
Well, because it literally made conformity sounds so silly.
Yes,
it sounded so like blasphemy.
I was like, right, what are we doing?
Right,
trying to be like somebody else.
Right, we all know that. Okay, it's a fruit salad, and we need all the different fruits to make it taste good and be balanced. But what I didn't think about was the part of stop trying to be the other fruit.
Right, be your fruit so that we can have the fruit salad.
Right, and it'll be great.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
And that's how we started the class. And that was, 15 or 20 minutes?
Yeah, it was a good chunk of time that we spent on that. Because I feel like without that, it would have been a different class.
Oh my God. I was carrying so much, like, stress and worry and, like, fear and expectation of, like...
Yes.
Okay, I was very much in video mode. That's what it was. I was like, we're making a video. The video is going to be this story. We're trying this experience. We have this expert. And after that, I was like, the video? Irrelevant.
Right.
The video will be made. Someone else is filming it. My job is just to be in this experience and be as present and committed as possible to surrendering myself to this experience.
Yeah. Totally.
And that exercise set me up to just be like, yep, all I'm going to do is just be here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It put us such in a great headspace.
Was great. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like after that, and once we started getting into the more like danceness of it, I was having way more fun.
Yes.
And I was less in my head. Like you said, like I was like, we're filming a video. So, well, that, and I was like, let me make sure my posture is good. Like the cameras are on. Let me like do what I got to do because the cameras are here. Mm-hmm. And after all of that, I was like, bro, respectfully, fuck the cameras because I'm here doing this class and they're going to get the video will be made and it'll be fine and it'll be great. But I'm here doing this.
Yeah. It was very much like, I can worry about that later.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. We have a videographer here capturing it. Rachel's the producer making sure that everything stays running.
Right.
We'll get to look back at this later and form it into a good video. But right now, it's just this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we had our eyes closed in that whole first activity.
Yeah.
We came up and I looked at you guys and I saw like, I think all three of us had like teared up
a little teary.
Bit.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
In that moment, I was like really present.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I think I was fighting it a little bit. Like, I didn't want to, like, surrender. I was like, okay, like, let's just get into the shaking ass and throwing my arm. Like, because I was like, I don't want to think about what I dislike about myself.
Right.
Okay. I spent all my time trying to avoid that. Right. But obviously, I was like, oh, this is obviously for a purpose and it's necessary.
Yeah.
Yeah. It helped me, girl. I showed up and was like, I just hope that I like look good doing the moves because I'm so worried I can't pick up the choreo.
Right.
And then she started talking to us about like being worried about what you look like. And I'm like, girl, your biggest worry about looking foolish simply needs to just be dropped. Like, leave it here because don't worry about what you look like, because then you will be too busy trying to look good rather than doing what feels good.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good.
Our instructor, Kat, or Vixen DeVille.
Icon. Yes.
Amazing. Yeah.
Love her.
This experience would not have been what it was if it wasn't for her.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was first explaining burlesque, even before this exercise, kind of setting it up, she was like, burlesque is about taking off the mask that you show to society and bearing who you truly are through a character, through music, through dance, through sensuality. And I was like, oh, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because in my brain, it's like putting on a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Like
right.
I'm being someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, no, you're being a character through the most like genuine version of who you are.
Right.
And I was like, I don't know. This is a lot more introspective than I thought we were going to just shake some ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we did.
And we did.
We did.
Don't get me wrong. We definitely didn't shake an ass. But yeah. Also, like, it was a little bit difficult, I think, at first to like be a character, but like not, especially I feel like for the theater girls, it's like a character is somebody that is literally not you at all.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to be whatever the character description says, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
We were being a character, but like you said, our most real authentic version of ourselves while still being a character. Mm-hmm. It was a little tricky. I definitely had some trouble with that at the beginning because I was like, what am I doing?
How do I show up authentically as myself?
That's hard. I mean, I feel like we're all doing that all the time, even if it's not like intentionally not being yourself, but it's kind of just like, it's safe, obviously. Yeah. You get around different types of people and you're like, okay, I need to prepare myself, you know, because this person's like this or this situation's like this. But like other times it's really just you like hiding yourself because of, you know, fear of judgment or you know, whatever, which is fair. People are judgy, but they're gonna judge you anyway.
Yeah. Right. Like, would you rather have them judge like a real version of you or like the fake version of you that isn't even real?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they're gonna judge it regardless,
right?
So you might as well show up and be yourself.
Yeah.
I loved it though.
I know. Well, as we are talking right now, we did so much more inside, like, I feel like there was more inside work than outside work. Could we say maybe, or like equal balance? Like,
yeah.
I thought it was going to be all outside work. Like, I didn't for 1 second think we were going to be analyzing what I love about myself or what I would like want to change. Like, that never crossed my mind. I was like, you just need to focus on what you look like and what you are presenting.
Right.
Yeah.
JK, she was like, surprise, we're not talking about any of that. We're looking actually how you feel about this and what you're carrying. And I'm like,
Oh.
Oh, no, not my load.
Right, right.
Not the baggage.
Right, right.
And I think there was an element of burlesque from what we learned that requires self-love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
In terms of who you are, but also in terms of your body, in mm-hmm. the sense of your, you know, you're starting from bottom to top going, oh, my leg. I love my leg. You're looking at my leg. Of course you are. Right. My legs are great.
Right.
And you're touching yourself and you're feeling yourself and you're showing yourself and you're interacting with the audience in a way of course you're looking at me.
Right.
Of course you love me. What's right. not to love?
Right.
And what she said that I love, she was like, I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this for myself, and you just happen to be there.
And, oh, I caught you watching.
And, oh, I caught you watching. Yeah. Because, like, you would think, like, oh, you know, you're putting on a show when you're, like, you know, taking off your clothing for you. But it's like, no, I'm taking off my clothing because I love my shoulders, and I'm into it, and you happen to just be here. And, like, good for you. Welcome.
Yes.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yes, you're welcome.
I'm amazing. You're welcome. That was, yes. like, her catchphrase.
Yes.
And I just loved it.
Yeah.
And I think really, like, the heart of what we learned about burlesque is it is, like, oh, I just love myself so much. How lucky are you mm-hmm. to right. witness me loving myself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that burlesque is a celebration as much as it is a performance.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Ooh, I also like that a lot.
I loved the music.
Yeah, it was fun.
The music was fun.
Yeah.
Like, I just, like, that was, like, my favorite part. I was like, okay, now we're
getting into it. Turn up the jam.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I couldn't help but, like, think of, like, old Broadway. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I was, like, feathers and marquee lights and martinis and cigarettes inside. Like, you know what I mean?
Not the cigarettes. Like,
that's what I was thinking. Because I don't know, that's just the vibe that was in my head, I guess. Yeah. I don't know, but
yeah. And we each got to pick what music we liked the most for our performance. We mm-hmm. had like 6 songs to choose from, and that was really fun too to yeah. see what you guys picked.
Oh yeah.
And all 3 of us chose a different one. Like, it's not yeah. like we were like, oh, we accidentally posted. No, we all 3 of us chose a different song. Not like,
yeah,
yeah. Yours was like that sultry, sexy, like you said, kind of like old Broadway.
Yeah, yeah.
And yours was very, like, cutesy princess. Mm-hmm. And mine was kind of, like, swing. Like, it had, yeah. like, a little yeah, bit of jazz to it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It was, like, that playful element. Like, I'm like, how do you – when you talk about music, you're like, you know, like, the sound, it makes you feel like, ooh.
Yeah. It like did. It was very, like –
it was, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which yeah. I think felt more natural for me in mm-hmm. terms of, like, again, I was going into this class thinking, okay, Sierra, you have to be – sexy, you have this idea of what sexy is, and that's right. what you have to be for burlesque, and you're uncomfortable with that. Mm. And in that first exercise, I was like, I can be sexy without trying to be what someone else's definition of sexy is.
Right.
Yes.
I can be sexy while being me.
Yes.
Right.
I can be sexy while being loud and goofy and over the top and just me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And my whole kind of MO into this was like, okay, Sierra, you have to be this right. and this is what sexy is. Mm-hmm. and letting go of that was nice.
Yeah.
And I think it allowed me to have fun with my performance.
Mm-hmm. Right. Instead of being like, is this sexy?
Yep.
Is this sexy?
She's looking at, she's like, are you turned on? Like, yeah, girl.
As I'm like doing the stiffest movements ever because I'm so uncomfortable.
Right,
right,
right.
I think another element too was Kat forbid us from looking in the mirrors. Mm-hmm. And she yes. would call us out when she caught us.
Yeah. Yep. And that was so hard. Dude, I mean, so I didn't even hard. Intentionally do it. Like, I'd accidentally look and I'd be like, stop. I would just catch myself because
no, habit. Because
and we're in a room of mirrors. But
we're in a room. But when you do, it's not like you're looking to like do something good.
No,
you're
yeah.
looking and you're like, to check. I need to fix my this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I need yep. to. Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish I hope I didn't. And you get lost in the sauce. You're not even looking to be like, oh, let me even check like my positioning.
Yeah. No.
It's like, let me look and judge.
Yeah. And I think that after probably like, I think it was like the first half of class that I like struggled and I like accidentally could catch myself like looking. But yeah. then after it like fade, like it melted away. I didn't
oh,
feel
yeah.
myself catching myself looking or anything later on.
Yeah, me too. The more the class went on, the less I felt the urge mm-hmm. to look.
Yeah, 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 same.
And that's been something I've struggled with like my whole life, like since my teen years, is just body checking.
Body checking, yeah.
Yeah, like I mean, it was so bad when I was in high school. Like any somewhat reflective surface, a car window, I'm like, let me just fix this and, right. and do that. And I mean, I would body check myself at like any opportunity. And so I've had to like really work through that. And I think this was also a good reminder of like, hey, you're still low-key doing that when you have the opportunity. Like, maybe it's not as bad.
Yeah. Right.
But
I saw this TikTok that was like, body checking is like so normalized on the internet right now, especially with like celebrities, because they'll just like, well,
it's quite literally like a
Kylie
check.
Jenner kind of vibe. Like, she'll just turn the camera on and like move around and like do a thing, and then that's the TikTok.
Yeah,
which she could do whatever, like whatever. But like, is she body checking for the public?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying maybe it like is that's where it's like you get the fit check. You like put the phone down and then you like stand back. You look at yourself, all the angles you show, and then you're done. Like, you really are checking all how it looks in front of the camera.
Right.
We're collectively checking.
We're collecting. Yeah.
We're taking a look. And, and I don't know how many times they're shooting it to see the perfect angle. So, you know, the first one is probably a check. And then after that, you're like, that's the check. And now I know where I need to adjust. And then now, this is me posing.
Now I know where to, how to stand.
Yes.
Right, right, right.
And how could we go from that to like the burlesque-esque style of, I just love myself so much, you're lucky to be looking.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right? Because you could film an outfit TikTok or, you know, whatever trending sound you want to do and not body check, right?
Yeah.
But right now, I think in the mindset of just like our greater society, we would.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And maybe that's why I like being in a shark costume, because I am not body checking myself at all.
Right, right. You're looking, but you're admiring.
Oh, yeah. Like this thin? Oh, of course you do.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, when she asked us to say, I'm amazing, you're welcome, I was like, haha.
Yeah.
I'm like, never gonna say this to anyone ever, because I can't tell someone else they can tell me I'm amazing, but to be like, yeah, I'm amazing.
Yeah.
But like, not in a condescending way or even in a conceited way. It's just like, I really do just love myself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And happy to have you here too.
Yeah.
But we're always supposed to downplay.
Yeah.
Be overly humble. Right.
Yep.
No, I don't deserve this.
Right.
No, right. It's like the speech in the Barbie movie.
Mm-hmm.
No, no, I couldn't. No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not amazing. No.
Yeah.
No.
No, no. But like,
no, I'm amazing and I deserve this.
Right. Yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah. Good for me.
Yep. Good for me.
But it was cool. Because I agree. When Kat said that, I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah. Hee hee. For this video.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really did leave that class with like a whole nother level of like confidence and just like not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
I talked about that in the video, which I don't know if it's going to make the cut because we filmed it, but we haven't seen the final edit yet. But I was talking about, like, I, as a person, give many fucks, like, probably way too many. Mm. And I left this class giving significantly fewer fucks.
Mm. I love that, bro. I love that.
And I feel like that confidence and just that, like, not caring so much carried with me for, like, the weeks following.
Yeah. Yeah, I absolutely agree. It definitely has still stuck with me, like, to this day. And I think about it often, about what she really said about that fruit salad. And I know it's so silly, but I'm like, girl, stop it. Don't be a banana. Just be you.
Yep.
And so that class, I don't want to be dramatic, but it like really kind of like changed my life a little bit. Like, at least the
mental blocks of just being a human.
Yeah.
I think block. Like it's because it's, we obviously want to fit in because we don't want to be ostracized, made fun of, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on and on. But in doing that, you literally just strip away your most real parts because that's what makes people unique. Like, and we know this, right? We hear it in school. Everybody's like, whatever, your mom says you're special, whatever. But like, I feel like the older you get, one, the less fucks you give, because that's just how life goes.
Yeah.
But also, you really realize how important it is to live your true life, like, just how you are. And like you said, we're all going to die one day, and I'm going to be on my deathbed like, thank God I fucking was like everybody else.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Thank God they never figured me out.
Right. Yeah. Like, you know? I guarantee absolutely not.
Good thing I was doing that because I thought that's what I should be doing.
No, I'm gonna hopefully I will not be on my deathbed saying like, well, I wish I could have been more myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
That's what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be like no lay regrets. There like, damn, I did that.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, no regrets.
No for regrets. Sure. No yeah. regrets. And I am not going to let the opinion of what I think
right.
it should be
yep.
and just do what I know to be true and feels good for me.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. That was a great class.
It so really was. Good. It was great.
And thank you guys for doing it with me because that is not a video I ever would have taken on my own. Far too scary.
Yeah.
Right.
Far too overwhelming. I would have just been like, yeah, great idea. Could be interesting. Anyway.
Right.
I guess it's not going to make the cut on this round of video ideas.
Right.
But with you guys, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know what? That would be interesting. I could take it on with you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that it was so helpful and so much more fun.
Yeah.
To do with mm-hmm. you guys. Because then like, even when it was a little bit awkward, we were like, that was awkward.
Yeah,
it's fine. You know, mm-hmm. It was more playful that way.
I felt held.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
It's opened me up to doing videos I would have been too afraid to do before, and also has just made the whole process like less overwhelming and more like community, more like I'm held, like we're all together. Yeah. Like even the bra video, people have been requesting like a bra fitting video for forever. I'm like, I don't really want to do that. Like
right.
a whole video of mm-hmm. like just my boobies.
Right.
Like, but now it's our boobies.
Right.
It's yeah. collective. Okay, it's a collective. As yeah. a collective, we're trying on bras and shaking our ass.
Yeah, we
Come
are.
Come on, girls.
And that's on girlhood.
Yeah. Come on, girls. Get your tits out.
Yeah.
Well, that is, I think, all we have today. Yeah. We filmed some TikToks in these outfits before, but we have one more that we're going to try to film after. We were like, okay, we have to do it after the episode because obviously once we tell you,
you'll know.
You'll yeah. know. When you see it, you'll know.
If yeah. you made it to the end of this episode, comment down below if you watch the TikTok.
Yeah.
Because you'll know.
Comment a shark emoji.
Yes.
With water splashing.
Yes. Okay.
Is
yes.
that too on the nose?
No, I like it.
Well.
No, no, no.
Well.
Listen, okay. we're in Listen, the ocean. We but, are in
but,
the ocean.
But if they made it this far, then that's okay.
Yeah, that's true. So let me know what you thought of my big finish.
She could not.
I know.
Thank you so much for watching. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Be sure to give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to 20 Whatever on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, all the things. And we'll see you next time.
Bye. The fins.
Left shark out.